Hey guys, guess what? Happy New Year! You're back in the Resilient Living Room with your girl, Tia Eckermore. And guess what? So we're on Wednesdays now, and I'm feeling that because Saturdays was really the day that we all want to get out. We want to do our own thing. We want to shop. We want to get, you know, get all that stuff taken care of that we don't get a chance to during the week. So we're on Wednesdays now, and I hope you love this new time because I do too, because it's my favorite day of the week. That's the day that I get to weed out the things that I no longer need. And so that's what we're going to turn this show into in 2022. It's Weeded Out Wednesday. So when I ask you what we're weeding out today, we're going to weed out whatever it is that the audience has sent to me, whether you sent it to me via mail, email, text message. I got some people DM me and say, hey girl, let's weed this out. Today, though, since this is the first Wednesday of the new year, we're gonna weed out some stuff. What do y'all wanna weed out? I mean, I've heard it all. People are telling me they're weeding out fake relationships. That somebody said they're weeding out their job. Now, listen, I'm not gonna tell you to do those things, but we are gonna weed out some stuff. And what it means to weed out means to just simply get rid of some stuff that's clouding our minds or clouding our judgment or pushing us back, setting us back. That's what we're gonna do. So today I decided that I wanted to weed out negative thoughts. And what I mean by negative thoughts is, you know, I had my COVID booster and I wasn't feeling so great. And anytime you're not feeling well, that's an opportunity for things to start talking to you, for things to start telling you in your head that this ain't gonna work, or what you're trying to do, or you need to slow down. Girl, you know you 40. Like, anything that could have told me to stop and quit literally did the entire 4 days that I was down from the booster. But I had to turn around and say, you know what? No, I got plans for 2022. And it wasn't that I had these big, grandiose plans. I really didn't have anything planned per se, because I don't function from January to December as far as resolutions. I make my mindset up on a daily basis as to what I'm going to do or what I'm not going to do, what I'm going to tolerate, what I'm not going to tolerate, who I'm going to allow in my space, who I'm not going to allow in my space. So I don't really wait until the ball drops 12 o'clock midnight on December 31st to make these life-altering changes. What I do is I set goals for the quarters that come with the new year. So of course, I had my first quarter goals, and on top of my first quarter goals was to move into my new office space. And that was supposed to happen the first Monday of the year. So essentially 2 days ago. However, I was feeling really tough and really bad from the booster. And this is not to deter you from getting a booster. Let me stop right there. Let me take a pause. I am not going to beat it over anyone's head to get the vaccine. That is your choice. What I will say is that it's been a long time since someone has had measles, mumps, rubella, chicken pox, you name it. So if we got to do what we got to do in this vaccination period to prevent what's coming, let's do our part. Now, I'm saying I felt bad from the booster, but I don't regret getting the booster. And so, you know, I've been looking at some news things, and they're saying that there's another variant and all that stuff. That just weirds me out. That just freaks me out to just think that there's just like somebody or something out there that's just like throwing these darts. So no, you got to do what we got to do. So I am encouraging everyone. That's my quick plug. No, I don't work for the CDC. None of that good stuff. But this is my quick plug because I want to see everybody do well and prosper in 2022. And I don't want us to lose sight of our focus and get so clouded by the fact that there is an invisible enemy out there that is literally going around just taking up its space, pretty much. I'm not going to say taking people out because we're not going to even speak that. That goes against what we're weeding out today. So back to that. Weed It Out Wednesday. Today we are weeding out negative thoughts. If you're just tuning in, God bless you. Thank you for your support. But I want you to understand that these Weed It Out Wednesdays are so serious. These are things that you're going to have to do when you get in your own time, your own space. You got to do what you got to do, sweetheart. We're going to have to weed some things out. You know, eventually we'll get to the weeding out stress and the weeding out weight and weeding out friends and all of that, because that's what we immediately want to do. But it first starts with us. So let's weed out the negative thoughts. Let's weed out those things that are telling you that stuff can't happen. So going back to what I said, I had all these ideas of what I wanted to do first quarter, and then a barrier hit. And with that barrier of me not feeling well with the booster shot, I could have immediately allowed my thoughts to say, you know what, this ain't gonna be my year. I could feel it already. Not to mention, I had a death in my family on January 1. So I could have immediately caved into my thoughts and was like, this is not gonna be my year. I'm just gonna wait into 2023. I'm just gonna pine away and you know, stress about it and bring anxiety onto myself and all that good stuff. But instead, I said, no. I'm going to see all of this to fruition. It's just going to happen at a slower pace. And not to say that I'm getting so old that I got to slow down, but I don't have to run this race like it's a sprint anymore. Once you have invested and done all the time and put in the sweat equity of something, you can kind of run it like a marathon. You can kind of, you know, slow down a little bit, allow other people to catch up, allow things to come into perspective of importance and different things like that. So in weeding out those negative thoughts, I want you to think about the last negative thing you heard. And even if you told it to yourself, or if you heard someone say it to you, or if you were reading something, you gotta figure out how you're going to eliminate negative thoughts. Now, we're so quick to say we're gonna eliminate negativity. But even in eliminating negativity, some of the negative things that we hear and we say and we do, they come from us. So it's not really someone that we're putting ourselves in these spaces, if I could say that. And the reason why I say that is because energy is not destroyed. It is merely transferred. And so if you're in a negative place, then negativity is going to attract you. So you have to get into a positive place. And I'll tell you why. I go on social media. I don't go on there as much as I used to. And I know people think, well, how is that possible? Like, you're running three businesses and all of them are heavily posted on their pages. And I hope people would know that at my eighth year in business, I am not still running all of my own social media pages. But nonetheless, when I go on my personal page and the feed comes up, the first thing that I read that is negative, and I don't mean negative as in a difference of opinion, because we have to learn that just because somebody disagrees with your thought process, that doesn't make them negative. That makes them disagreeing, or that makes what they're saying in disagreement with what you believe, but it doesn't make them negative. What makes someone's comments or posts or thoughts negative is when it is no positive solution behind it. So for example, if I said, oh, this'll never work, and someone read that and they came behind me and they said, sure it will, you just gotta believe. And I say, no, it's just not gonna work. I tried it before, da 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 da. Well, of course, now the next thing that person can do is either keep encouraging me or they could chime off. And 9 times out of 10, I'm the chime off person. Because once I give you a smidget of hope, that should be enough. And the lifestyle of the person who's giving you this smidget of hope should be enough to transition your thoughts. But nonetheless, it doesn't happen. So again, you just have to shut down sometimes. You just have to completely zone yourself out from those type of negativity, that level of negativity rather. So you want to be able to weed out negative thoughts and negative thinking people. Now, that's not to say that you cannot still fraternize with these wonderful people and that you cannot still hang out, talk or whatever, but you got to know what moves you off center. You know, so I am a highly on 10 person when it comes to excellence and wanting to see something done in excellence and wanting to grow business, make money, have a good time. I am easily weighted when I am around someone who is draining my capacity to be excellent. Their thoughts are just negative to the point where now I feel as though what I said could happen, what I've documented, what I invested in to happen, now it can no longer happen simply because I have allowed someone else's thoughts to enter my space. So that's what I want you all to control. I want you to stop allowing things and thoughts and behaviors and attitudes and what you see on social media and what you hear on the radio and what you hear in people conversations to dictate what you do and how you do it. So this Weed Them Out Wednesday, we're weeding out negative thoughts. Anything, anyone, anywhere that comes into your space, whether it's your headspace, your personal space, whatever, with negativity, it gotta go. And I really wish that we started this on the first, but hey, it's nothing better short than Wednesday the 5th. Weed it out Wednesday. That's what this is all about. I want you to weed out those negative thoughts. I want you to let me know what you're weeding out. Email me, write me, tell me what you got. Follow us on social media. We're going to do some lives this year too because I want to know what y'all weeding out. I want to hear what we're weeding out. It's going to make you feel so much better. It's just like losing weight. It's like doing a little cleanse. You know, we all so quick to do all the tummy teas and all the get skinny quicks and all these different things. But our mindset, we never clear our conscience. We never clear our brain of those things that we need to. So I'm encouraging you to weed it out this Wednesday. I want you to weed out negative thoughts, whether it was a text message, whether it was a phone call, a post, something you read, something you saw, something that was said to you, go ahead and get rid of that. Even if that person did not mean it in that way, just let that person know right now, I'm not accepting that. And if you continue to be negative, then I can't accept you. Hopefully that helps someone. I look forward to your feedback. Again, this is your girl, Tia Acker. More, and you're in the Resilient Living Room. And I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget, weed out those negative thoughts. I'm so serious. Peace.